business. That's the why. But then there has been usually a Tekonis Rachoni has a reason in the how to. I mean, Bishlein all that Tekonis, so we see how it's attractive. But let's see Dalet Amos. So we can understand it makes sense to the average person. I mean, Dalet Amos is scared because after all, Dalet Amos, that's within his reach. Dalet Amos. So it's scared. So there is a reason it makes sense. The how makes sense to the average person. But I mean, it doesn't even, the average person wouldn't even make sense to him. So it is an exception, because the tzirech was so great that the Chachom decided to be mizakei, even though it has no reason in the how. But usually, itakones, Chachomim, besides the reason of the why, it has a reason as to the how. So Rishayim said, Teisa says that in Gittin and Rosh, all the Rishayim, in order that Takones Chachomim should not look kichuche mitul. In other words, it should make sense to the average layman who is not alone. So Mimele, this is why the Taz mentions. We raise a question. So he says, "Elo in pius shalim v'nenu b'zei ish slora teva l'gzir." Avruchush v'gav v'edorei li yarushnecha. Masha'in ki nir v'shem naivim. V'inato li al d'zei yishar kebodu b'dobo. So, v'lo also a meeting. Why do they have to resort to that town? Because there is a hekagon. Even if there hadn't been a hekagon. Well, in the case of pius shalim v'tosom, so midraisi, it's only effective, it's adin, it's lechachomim ha-geizim. But in the case of Pir Shekula, so with the right say it's a Biru, so the Chachomim are not Gezer. Pir Shemitzoson, it's only a Din, the Chachomim are Gezer. So, but there is an Indian that the Chachomim always look for a town that it should make sense to the average person in order that the Takonis Chachomim should not look Yechuche Ritule. So, mainly a person. When people will hear that if it's Pir Shumiktoson, so then it's not all right. If it's Pir Shukulot, it is all right. Now, the average person is not a London and he doesn't know the difference, because this kind of Pirish Midraise and that kind of Pirish, he doesn't know anything. So it might look, what is it? Here the Chachomim are Matia manipulating a Pirish, and here not Matia. Not Matia. So in order that the Takonis Chachomim should not look kechuchel plule, so the Taz says, no, there is a reason. It can even be explained from the point of view of the average person, because it will not look kechuchel plule, because it will make sense to the average person, even the average person who is not alone. Why? Because when he manipulates a Pirish Kulon, so there is a hekagod. Everybody knows that this is not the ordinary case. Mashenke, when manipulate the Pirish Mikzoso, many people will not even notice it was manipulated and it's Polish made of. They'll think that it's Wakab Yadai. So this, but the real reason as to why, the Chachomim were Misake in the case of Pirish Mikzoso and not in the case of Pirish Kulon, is because in the case of Pirish Mikzoso, so then Midrash say it's not a Biru. Much in the case of Pirish Kulon, so Midrash say it is a Biru. Now, let's start the Shachas. Bibine, Sif Aleph, in the Shachas. Kol Asif Losh Naram, Vish Perik, Tezayim Lech Machoz Asuris, וכן כוס אבו ישר הת, תלכו בדין וזי, דידת כבמיד, אבל הרב איתי רסחתוס פרלמנט לנבוא פיסיקה ומצווה הת הזה, הוא פוס ארדף, הוא שלוי במיני איסר בכל שם, וכן פוס ארדף, בהגוי הסנים, אין כפל, וצורכי, לא מולו הגיע כאן כלום, עדיבי המחב. So, the question is, the מחבר, סלושן is, דובר חושב, איסר במיני בכל שם. Thus implying that only when do we say that the Bachoshuv is not bottle? That's only Mimine. But Mishloi Mimine, the Bachoshuv is bottle. Whose shita is that? that happens to be the shite of this Rebbe, but the Rebbe is the shite Sion. Most poskim, they say that the distinction between minei shaloi minei is only ligabei dovashe ish matirim. But ligabei the other things that are not subtle, so there is no difference between minei shaloi minei. So the question is, how is it that the mechaber here said dovachoshu iser be minei mechotshu? אבל הרב יתרס חטוס היסיק על איסה מטר הזה הוא פסר של מיני איסה בחושב וכן תוס אתה פה יש לי סימן קופה סייב, סיבו so in other words that is the איסה מטר but the Roshna Rambam is like that so some say that it's love dafke in the Rambam but anyway so the Mechaber assume that it's dafke in the Roshna Rambam so the Mechaber passing is like the Rambam that only by me, Mimini Dova Choshev is not God. But Mishalei Mimini it is God. But there are more in Simen Kofal Kofale. So he said, he spelled out that as far as Dova Choshev, Ticho Ruili Ischabit is concerned, or any other Dova Choshev. So, he's concerned. So then, even Shalei Mimini it's not God. So why didn't he mention this
comment here too? לצורכים לא מרגיע כאן כמו מדוע רמדי פנירה לי תסביר לרמב״ם במחבר לנוקטו מיני אלו משכח עשרה שמיני so the answer is just I mean all the other posts of Achilik and Israel so it doesn't mean that the intention of the Achilik and Israel they say when the Rambam say Minei it's Lavdach so Mimele the Mechaber also used that Loshen but it doesn't mean Dach So that the Ramo had no reason to be masik al mecham.
The sphere of the Ramo mecham is not the one who is mishkaras to him. The whole Yehei Mikya Olisa. So in other words, why is it love that? Okay, so why does he mention Minei?
Because many times, if it's
Nisha Loi Minei,
so the Mare is also different. Even though, I mean, it doesn't depend on Pedin,
upon the Mare, it depends on Pedin, upon the Tal. So many times it could have the same Mare, and
the time is different, so it's Mishal Eluminei. But that is not usual. So usually, if it's Mishal Eluminei, and the timing are different, so
then the Mare is also different. If the Mare is different, so
Bishleim, by Lav B'lach, we can understand the time of this. But Yomish means the Yisar is even if Natsmei, and the Heter
is Natsmei. But we are mixed up. So if it's the same Mare, we can be mixed up. But if it's
different Mares, and usually it's different Mares, how can we be mixed up? So it's not likely to have it Arubis of Yomish B'Yomish, of Minshal and Minei, where the Yisar and the Heter, each one is in the Bifneat.
So that's why he mentions Min B'Minei. Because Min B'Minei, so the Mares are also the same, Mashayit Minshal and Minei.
So usually the Mares are different. If the Mares are different, so Mele, it's not likely that there will be a
Tarmes of Yavish Biyomish. That's it. El Mishkachas lo shalom b'mini lo yin, dikar yisa, benim shechachatu, shekos lido b'yom shalom b'mini, hanikin shenifrach lechtiches dakes. Im kin do b'choshev shenifrach lechtiches dakes,
v'mishkachas lo shalom b'mini, uvideres chatos, uvagoye shom b'kos lakto shalom b'mini botol,
lo inak tele b'shul beri. Why does it have to mention? Because it's enoch namet, gavito b'choshev, it's highly unlikely to have a Tarmes of Yavish Biyomish, do b'choshev. And we should not be mocking. So, but there he mentions it because of Berry. Berry, it's possible. So it is on account of the miniature character of the Berry. So it's possible not to be mocking. The montage of the Berry, that will be issued. Tano in the table, send it to the Zarab. Umikombo came up, Shalibi Mine, he said, the Rahosha Beholshu, Umishkachis was sharp in the Sarah Shalimine, Mishikusafti, the Simen, Kuftes. So there are situations where we cannot be mocking. בכל שהוא, כלאמר אפילו בכמה אלוף, אין לי בודי. ואתה, דייסה בשעס,
you see, so what is the שחסה?
The לא שנה גמור is, אפילו באלף לי בודי.
So you shouldn't think, אפילו באלף לי בודי,
but if it's more than אלף not.
So of course, it doesn't make a difference. אלף or 10,000.
ואפילו בכמה אלוף אין לי בודי. ואתה, דייסה בשעס, פרק בסלה,
דזור. לדבור עם החשובים העשורים בענויה, אם ניסעו עבור, אפילו באלף.
כל מהעשור יש בענויה.
וכן מוסקה מכל הפוסק. מי הוא כוס ועתי זה פרק רומס פרק אלף. פרק אור, בשם ירושלמי, דימוכו, דימותה למוכו מריב וכחוב עם חוץ מדמי יסע שלהם. לבוא הצעיב, דדוב רני סערי,
איפה הוא עושה בענויה?
So something was Emanuele cannot tell it to a boy because Emanuele. So there is a
shit
that we, when you sell it to a boy, now you have, let's say, 1,000 items of head.
Then one item of visa. So now let's say that each item, let's say, is worth $1.
So altogether, what would be the price of the
1,001 items?
One of which is, he said, $1,001. So if you sell it, so there is a sheet that where something is osabanoye, something osabanoye, one item that is osabanoye, was nisari with 1,000 items. That are mutabanoye, so you are allowed lechatrile to sell it to a goy, and instead of taking $1,001, you take just $1,000. So then you don't have anoye
from that item of visa, because for one item of visa you don't get paid.
True, you don't know which one it is, but the point is you don't derive any extra benefit from that item.
So there's a shift.
So the mutal machle we call it the visa shabbat. So where is it mentioned? Shochanoch. The Shochanoch mentions it only the Gabi Yainesach.
Only the Gabi Yainesach, but not the Gabi Shoyisur.
But there is a shite that it applies to Shoyisur as well. Im ubinyan shimochish in the Chovim yimkerem v'chakim leYisrael. Because if there is a possibility that the goy will sell it to the Jew, so then mitzadim michshol to the Jew, we are not allowed to sell it to the goy, even though we deduct from the price. The chinko zav shel shimshima, but the nur asim b'sifron, the chinko b'agud, um the geyesim to the kol, the chinko posak, the chinko zav ran, the chinko zav atzlomi, the chinko zav perik basav nizor, the chinko zav raimet, the iskim, the chinko zav raimet basomis, perik tezayim, the chinko zav asures, the zayim, the chinko zav shom, kosav, the gamma rambam sever kinko,
but look at all the days, she kosav shom dvorim, yom vovim beritam. Miu mashikosa paraibet. Miu mashikosa paraibet. Basogisho, do adin dita conti de cantante de rablesa, da haile yile hanoye yamamela, mi hane bechol isurim, gukidas rajma. So the shach is masking with that chip. In other words, that by all isura noye, you are allowed to sell the whole tarubes to a goy as long as you deduct the price of that single item, because then you don't have an anoy. I mean, you can ask a kashe, but aloha is something that's anoy, so you're not allowed to give it to a goy even if you don't get any price for it. So the answer is, when you give away, let's say, something that's anoy to a goy, and you don't ask any money, so then the goy feels indebted to you. So mele, that needs always anoye, because you get the goodwill. You get the goodwill of the goy. So an account of the thing that is also anoye. So that needs always anoye. Masha'in came, when you have tarubes of 1,001 items, and one single item out of the 1,001 happens to be also anoye, and then you charge the goy, instead of $1,001, you charge him $1,000, so then you don't get the goodwill of the goy.
He will not feel indebted. Why should he feel indebted? After all, it's usual. But when you sell in bulk, so then you charge a lower price. So here, if you just give him such a low discount,
I mean that you deduct just the price of one item. So mele, he is not marketable to you. The goy is not marketable to you. So maybe there is no one. Alright. Then he says that the Raibet
mentions another Hiddush. He says the Ohadim, because Rebbe Lozer,
the Tanya says, the Gabi Avizore, that where it is, let's say it was Nisari, so then he should throw away to the Yamamelech. So mele, he doesn't have anoye because he's losing it. The early hanoye liyamamelech. So the Raimi Chite is mehanu bechol yisuri. Mehanu bechol yisuri. Who kidas a rashba? She viatis is a rancho. Avolim kidas a tis a piskan alsho. El svirle, is not words, so according to the Ravid, so there is another reason. Even only Suranoye. So suppose one item of Iser Banoye was Nisarev with 1,000 items of Heter. So then, so if, let's say, one item is worth $1, so you take $1 and you throw it in the Yalam Melech. So maybe you're not nene from that item. So Tishach says, no, that is not so. This halacha is mentioned by Ablezer in connection with Avrizor. So by Avrizor, there is halacha that Avrizor is stiff as domi. So maybe if it is, maybe Hanoi Yalam Melech, if he throws it in Yalam Melech, So that dollar that he throws away in the Yalam Melech so becomes affected with the Yisrael Yav HaMizor because his name is Dom. Davke Abel in Kim Dazat is that post final else your Davke Babel is coming to his Dom is Agapin in Lachzari Yalam Melech Abel Loi Mi Loi Bishon Yisurim Vechim Dazat Rosh Sefer Yifat Zonim the Loi Kao Vush Berachayim Sikmit of Mei Shekosav Gabi Pashenef Shenef O Begach Lichomets Dinirali So the Levush applies it to Yisachomets also. So in other words, if let's say Pas was Nefo, Bigach Lechomets, now the Pas is not Chomets, the Pas. So, but it was Nefo, Bigach Lechomets, so the Mele, in order to have Anoye from the Pas, so really indirectly, have Anoye from the Chomets, from the Gach Lechomets, because the Chomets served as fuel that resulted in the baking of the Pas. So who said there's an eight? Let's say, if the Gach Lechomets was worth $1, the fuel, the Chomets that he used as fuel for baking the Pas, so it was worth $1, let him throw, take him $1 and throw it into the sea, into the river. So Mele doesn't gain anything when he used the Pas. So in other words, so he applies the halacha of Yilchan Yilchan Melech to all Yisraeli. So he says no, it only applies to Avizor. The lesson, we time the halacha, the comment, the lesson, domi, vayim ha-shikosav to berachayim, rishimen, vayim ha-shikosav, vayim ha-shikosav, berachayim, rishimen, tapim zayim, uli kam nisimen, tapim beit, and so on. Again, the perech, pirsh rashi, perech, ubadu mikimzi, vichim pirsh rosh vichum, vabadu yure kosav, ani shomaiti, again, zim, shikriposo, rakom, nifochem, yad, כן פיר שמסעתים, ויבום יש בלוחת שם גור, כוס השני הפרושי. וחובייס, דף כגדילס, אבלוטניס אין חשוב, אחד בטרי גול, סטומייס. שאום לחובייס סטומייס, ציר, אבל פסוחי צפיר שגעי נסך, is not a חושב, is table to achieve, כי כבר תייס את זה על אזור. אבל בסבוכי, כוס בו בשם הוא יחמיר ביי נסך לעשר, אפילו בחובייס פסוחיס, משהו יחמיר, אבל זה כל מי שאו איסור. וכן כוס הפרית שאו, ויינאמי לפור ביושלמי, יאינס אבל לסיכובי משמודו בפיות חומי אומו, מן אחרת, ומי להפיעו בחוב יס פסוחס. So in other words, so vis-a-vis שאו איסורים, והוא דיפנט אותם דבר חושב, so on the חוב יס תומס, is considered דבר חושב. But vis-a-vis יאינס אכנם לזורי, so אם חוב יס פסוחס, is not bottom. So there are two times. Why? Avrizor is an exception. So one time is that even the din that Avrizor in Mechavis Pesuches and a bottle is also based upon the Choshu. But vis-a-vis Shoyisurim, so it has to possess a greater degree of Chimes. So in other words, so if it's sealed Chavis, so then it possesses a greater degree of Chimes. Mashiach again, if it's open, so it possesses chshives, but not so much chshives. Mashen kel gavav lizore, even if it doesn't possess so much chshives. So it's still not a bottle. The other time is no. The reason is why gavav lizore doesn't become bottle, so it's not, we don't have to resort to the principle of Dabar Choshev. But for a special reason, because since the Torah, Aser, even a mashum avrizore lo yidobei biyot chom yumo min achere. So the Torah asked even a mashum there is no shiurim, not ligabi as ligabi shon yisurim where we have a certain shiur, but avrizore even a mashum of avrizore is osea. So because of that, with the rabbonon, even if there is a tarubes of a mashum, I feel even though, so even the elephant was, so it's not even based upon shiurim. Because I'm Yeruchim, even in Poland,
אם הוא דבר חושב, כי חובייס ויחידס, ולחובייס איסה בעל אבים אינו חושב, חובייס תנו פסוכות, וחובייס פילו ברוב, וכי נראה סורסטיביסים המזורת, אבל נראה את תוי ספר, וצוכלים החובייס תנו אי פסוכות, וכי מוחבטיס וזה המזורת. וכי כל השבוע הבא יצלף, כדי נחתי, לצנת חושב וחשיב, כי פושב ושעס ופוסק, וצוכלים והיינו דווקא בזמן, אבל בכל מי שגם שמחתי חשובים, פשיטה דין יותר. זאת אומרת, נועצה, בזמן הגמור, בזמן הגמור, דנחתים עם דבייקר, אז דין טווי to make it so fancy. דקיקור, איזה בואו סמפן. So maybe it wasn't so חושב, מה שאין כאילו טווי מפלבוס, so he tried to make it fancy. So it is not חושב. But today, even the loaves of דנחתים עם הקנסידר חושב. אבל החיים אבל גם להסיר מפרס ביוסו כשר הניסקו ודרוסו so then because if it is also mitzvahs biyoson so then it's not bottle on the basis of berg but in the case where it's not also mitzvahs biyoson like shiranisk so on the basis of berg it could have bitl but it doesn't have bitl because of balachai kach poshet bishasim poshet alright אף פי שדעתו מנס לאילו ונמכון את הולדה עם הדין ומשאום כי משאין לחשוב שדעתו מנס טוב אבל דובר של איך הוא פעמים גם כדי את מביצים של פעמים איך עם סל מול לביצים כדי זה בשעס יש מסכס ביצה בו וכן פוסק ותרס חטו סלון מבין כלל צמדים so that words so even the Rambo so the Mechaber passes like the Rambo who passes like Chachom like Rabbi Akiva not like Rabbi Meir. So even if it is something that is sold exclusively by number, is also bought. Hashem King Ramo, he passes like Rameyah, but he passes like Rameyah in accordance with the view of Rameyah, not in accordance with the view of the Shlokish. So only if it's always sold by number. But if it is just sometimes sold by number, so it is
bought. is so is but was it there as hard was u marshal bis aber hat schon mal ich gesagt man gehen noch rum reike sie verat rum die dober schon ich kommen in kabeine und kommen mit mir ein neue bottle so words that we passed not only like a me but we passed even like a bit lockish wir gehen was ich sie frei wer was ich der gehen was war bar doch man gehen noch rum bis aber hat der gehen so ihr frischites One sheet is the psak of Mechaber that we pass like Rabbi Akiva that only Shiva Dvori, Abba Vachoshev. But the Vachoshev Mien is bought. And then there is another sheet of the Ramo that passes like Rabbi Meir bought in accordance with the explanation of the sheet of Rabbi Meir.
And then there is a sheet of Mashal that we pass like Rish Lokish.
וכן כזו היתר יזוות הכל הלכים כזו את מרשל שקוראיתנה שבינים סופל בגללנו למכר סלבו לביצים באמת ולמיניין is פשיטה לביצה לבוטל so I mean the Mashal's day so it was always so it was sold exclusively by no ואז לינו בסבי כלי כולה תלי מניי בסוף כמו דבר חוש ולוי אבל שלא עושה כך שלי השקעה שכונו זה מלחומרה כמו שיזבו יום בסם זה בחר דוח והוא שני נשרתו דווקא נשרתו אחר שנשרתו בינו נשרתו בשייק אבל נשרתו קדם שנשרבו so I feel amazing daily because ליחה
because if it's ליחה is ליחה שריטה so then it's not even a חושב but if it is
נשרתו במזית ליחה שנשרבו so then there is a קנס so when is a שייך to step like us if it is נשרתה אחר שנשרבו מה שאין כן, אם זה נשחת אוקיי בשביל זה, אז אין סתם שייך to penalize it. מי שאין הגעת לאחר שלי את הרומס, כמי שנסבור עם סמי כופל, ודווקא בו החיים קטנים, כל זה לבח יש לי מי על סמי כופל לב פה עשה. So the shachl be same gear, the same thing that the tassels. כל זה לבח יש לי מי על סמי כופל לב פה עשה, אפילו אתה נגיד את מצל סופטי לו, וכל שכם את בעיר הם יצמרי, וכניר את דבור עושה 20 זה זה. ולקש ימינה, דור כל סב מתרס חטוס פעם ובייס, דור בכסף מתבי ירוצים לבוט להם דווקא משפטי חבי ולסחבי, אבל במקום מוקד לנפות לו מטעם דור שבמיניין, כי דור כמה מקוף מובייס, וכי כל סב סיב כבר, דווקא ולחיים קטנים, שלחה שנשחתו בו, תחשבו סום לה, כי חתיך הוא ולסחבי, הוא ידור שבמיניין, לא זה כל סב כאן, ודווקא ולחיים קטנים, שמירויים לסחבי, עוד שלא ימר להחשיבה, ואם כן, להב דור שבמיניין,
So, Uliu, Simen Kufale, Lukosa, the bottle, and Tam, the Holy Mishabit, Vize, Bo. So here we are not discussing the Yin of the Holy Mishabit. Here we are discussing the Yin of Balachayim. So as far as Balachayim, as Tachshiv of Balachayim is concerned, so then, Nishratu. So it's not, it does not have Tachshiv of Balachayim. Whether it's Balachayim, Tam, or Balachayim, then there is another question. If it is Balachayim, if it were Chaim Deilim, so even Nishatu, so it has a Chshivas on the score of the Holy Chavi. But we're not discussing that. The same thing that does. Alright. Now, here, this is a very important Shach. Now, here the Shach mentions the Shita of the Ro, and he mentions his own Pshat in the Rashbo. So according to the Shach, so the Rashbo is not even, the Rashbo is not even chilek on the Rosh Chiddush or the Tamrinon Kavua L'Mafreya. The Rosh definitely says that we say Kavua L'Mafreya. In other words, according to the Rosh. So let's say people bought in a market that has 10 stores. They bought meat, and for a long time, every Jew thought that it's every single store in the market, all the 10 stores, sell only kosher. And people bought meat in those stores. Then a discovery was made that one store, let's say store number 6, has been selling trade. So the question, so the Rosh Shita is that we say kavua l'mafreya. We do not say that even the meat that was bought before the discovery was made, so Hestui is mechtzal mechtz, is something. We don't apply the halacha for the parish. That's the Rosh. The Rosh Shita is to the counter. Now, all the poski, all the Nisikelim, all the Achenim, they say that the Rashbo is chilek on the Ro, but the Shach, while considering that the Ran is definitely chilek on the Ro, but he says the Rashbo is not chilek on the Ro. Now this is the Ro. Now the Ro is masik on that Rashbo that the Tur mentions, and that the Tur is masik on about Bakuri. Pais Revi Shah Beis. Now, Bais Revi, you should go over on the Teres HaBais. It's Bais Revi Shah Beis. It's Daf Lamed. This is the Rashbo that the Tur mentions. Ulfichov, Mi Shalokach, Bosa Kosher. It's page 59. Ulfichov, Mi Shalokach, Bosa Kosher, Menamakuli. Vafalichticho, Oyo Nishabi, Bok Kriyov. Vakenim Tzistreifo, Bimakuli. במקורי ולמיד החתיכס הטריפו משור החתיכס ויש שם חתיכס הרויס לסחבית בהם בפני הויכי ומידי המי זו לא כך אם מן הטריפס אל מן השירש כל ראיסון שלא קחו מקבור או ממקורי כאילו שנידע שיש שם טריפו מטורס לפי שלא ינידע ויסע אל אחה שפירסו אלו וכשבו לאלו הסופי מפירס בולה וכל דיפורס מרו לפורש והי נסיפי לפרייס את דקטון לבנים צהול החכרו אבל אוסר לאחר מכאן ליקח מן הקבוע במקורי. אבל אוסר לאחר מכאן ליקח מן הקבוע במקורי. ואפילו לא כך אחד מפנינו הרי זה עושה. וכי נמוך הבאי בתשע ציפור של מעצה ואיך של חומץ שמקם לבסוכת. ומי הוא דווקא כשהוא נסער בו חתיך הזו שלו כך מן הגבוה וחתיך את החרס חתיך את החרס הוא אמר אבל נסער בו אבל נסער בו והחרס מסתבר לי שכולו מתורס שכולו מתורס so this is the Raja then then he says ומי הוא דווקא שהוא נסער בו חתיך הזו שלו כמו לקבוע וחתיך את החירס לא יתר אבל נסער בו החירס מסתבר לי שכולו מתורס וחדימוך הרבה הנה לפרק את הרובה הסתבר של אביזורי שנופל מיו וכי של אביזורי שנופל איצה מורקיסיס שאף על פי שפיר שחת מנפוננו נופל החיר מתורס וכבי עתיר שכספת לי למייל ובין כך ובין כך חתיך סטניס ודליס שבדליס שנהוי יש להסחה בדפני אורחים מפליקות לו נפליקות לו בין כך ובין כך מתורס אם היו שומרו ותר ובלבד בחיין שאיתרנו יובש ביובש ויובש ויובש so the tour was massic because the tour שיתן is that even if it's יחתיך או שאינו הוא יליסחבית it's still us so the Bishyosef was massic on the tour so this is the Raja so here we have the Asogi of the Benech Abayis of the Rov so he says אוי דירי מדברי החוכם the Rov is on page 58 weiß wie ich habe es oi bin mir bei achochom die tisch han mir is kul mir hit was so gut da wie achas mir kein was so ne bewo die kein und den mokach mir achas mir wenn ihr den diesen mokach hoser der haben ich kovua die hasmi und merkt auch merkt so und wir nimmt so da haro der hil khin al scho so schön la sofik wir haben die pirisch was mir noch so gut und wie mach ich was hat mir ne so der hoses according to the rajbo und der sabais הועדים, אם היו ביר זה עשר חנויס, מוחזוק אסלון לכולם מבוס השחותו, ולא כך נחס מן, ונידע איזי, והכן נסבור לו, שאנחנו אנחנו יסיינו בוס הנדה לו, הרי מה שלא כך מותר, שבשור של הסופיק, כבר פיר של זו, ואז לינום בוס הרובה, עד כאן, ואגב חוף אומרו ולסה, וכדימי נסבור שפיר מהשכח עשו, ונדע מכלל, דילו בנמצא דאז מנו פסעו בהסופיק שינוי לבון על שור זו על חתיך זו עם היסח החמיס פרורים שאין בהם סופיק והסופיק שאולה לו היא על שור זו ולוי על שעס פריסוסון לחמיס
אבל בוסו שניקח מהחמיס בין גם כולם בחזק הסתר כי שנסבור יש אחס מהחמיס עשו או אין תירס הסופיק הזה על שור זו שאין תירס הסופיק מצד עצמו אלא מצד פרירס החמיס שנסבור יחשו שאיכון מן עשו ותאיר כך נילג בו סופיק על איזה שור שהוא פיר שובידי על לקח מהן אם כן סופיק זה אין מחודש אלא גילו מילצה באלמו שתחילו הויונלה ממנו שאויסי סופר שכולו מתורס וכשנסבור לשייך עוד לא עושה יגלו עם מילצה למפריע שבשעז מקחתי חזו כשפיר שמהן באיזה שור הויו סופיק שלו וזה בור So the Rov is saying here in so many words that there is such a thing as kovua lemafreya, that kovua has retroactive effect. In other words, if, let's say, for many, many months, people kept on buying in the market that allegedly all the 10 stores were selling kosher, and then a discovery was made that one of the stores was selling treif all the time. But the discovery was made only today. And discovery is made as to the identity of that store that has always been selling trade. So the Rov says, so all those that bought the meat before the discovery was made, so is had the din of mechtzal mechtzal. It is vake the rice. Because here, and we don't say, so he said that the Rajbo, from the Rajbo it's mashma, that we do not take of well mafreya. So he's masik on the Raja. But anyway, the Rov says that we do say kavua mafreya. So the Rov assumed that according to the Raja, we don't say kavua mafreya. And the Rov said,
we do say Kabbalah and Manfred. Then the Mishmeres Habayis is the Rashbo. So he reported the Asoge of the Rok. Omar HaKesei, Hu Chalei, Vihu Mifashi. In other words, first he says the Berek Habayis had a dream. He misunderstood him. He misunderstood what he said. And then he tried to interpret the dream. He had a dream as to what the Tiras Abayi said. And then the Ro interpreted the dream that he had about the Shita of the Tiras Abayis. Sha'amechabeir loyal chalus echod mecheres boson beila v'yudua umro. The aval pi shezel yoda shuishkan chalus mecheres boson beila kibim shalokach mishom minakavua lokach v'amechabeir lukosafkei אלו בשנמצא שום סופיק טריפה, או אפילו ודאי טריפה, לאחה שלא כך, שזה לא נולד לו במקולים, עד לאחה שכל לזה, וכל מה שלא כך מתחילו, ולאחה שפירש, נילד לנו לאסוף לכזה, אם לא כך מהטריפה ומהקשירו, מותר, וזה כנמצאו, דמייש למתי שחנריס, דוודאי משלא כך מהקבוע לא כך, אלו שלא נולד לנו, אלו שלא נולד לנו לאסוף לקבוע, אלו בפירש, ומשם כך מותר, ואף על פי שיודענו מבירו שלא קחו משלא קחו מהקבוע, שאין בו זמין כביר ומקום. וכן, פירוש רב סינת צפת, זה זה. So the Shach explains that the Rashbo in the following way, in other words, the Ro understood the Rashbo did the two sides. So the Ro understood the Ro applied the Shittes Rashbo in Tiras Abayis to the case where there was a Taruves of Chanuyis, where the Taruves of Chanuyis. So the Rashbo and the Rashbo said in Tiras Abayis, this is how the Ro understood the Rashbo in Tiras Abayis, that when the Rashbo says ulefichoch mishelo karkos okosham namakul vafu lechticho uim ischabi potnechim, so the Rashbo was referring to a case when you had, let's say, 10 stores in the Makul, in the slaughterhouse. And each one of the 10 stores in the slaughterhouse was Becheskas Kosher. Everyone thought that every store in the slaughterhouse is selling exclusively kosher. Then, after a certain time, a discovery was made that one store out of the 10 stores in the Makulim sells exclusively trade. But the discovery was made that there is a store X among the 10 stores in the Makuli, in the slaughterhouse. There is a store X that sells trefah, but discovery was not made as to the identity of store X. So at first, all the stores were becheskas kosher. But then, a discovery was made that there is a store X, one store, sells trefah. But which store is it? Is it store number one, store number two, number three? No one knows. Even after the discovery, no one knows. So in other words, the discovery consists in finding out that there is a taruves of one famous store among 9 kosher stores. So this is how the Bach, the Prishe, answered the kashe of the Bes Yosef and the two. The Bes Yosef, the Rashbo says here that after the discovery is made, so then mi kredidine, chticho shen yiruyo l'ischavit, you can buy in the makulin. So the two ask the kashi, after the discovery is made, why should one be allowed to buy chticho shen yiruyo l'ischavit? Yiruyo l'ischavit, it's kavua. So the Bes Yosef is masik on the two. What kind of a kashi is it? The Rashbo is very simple. The Rashbo is very simple because it's taruves here, so it's not kavua. It's not kavua. So the Aruch HaShulchan, so the Taz gives his pshat, the Aruch HaShulchan gives his pshat, whatever it is. So what is the teretz of the given by the petition, the Bach, and the kasha of the Bes Yosef against the Tur, that the Rashbo, that the Tur understood the Rashbo as referring not to a case of taruves of one chtiche among other chtiches, but of a taruves of one store among other stores.
among one star, among other stars. So Mimele, he says that, so in other words, what was found out at first, so it was Becheskas Kshiras. Everything was Becheskas Kshiras. Then a discovery was made that there is one store that sells exclusively Nevelas. But which store is it? No one knows. So because of that, so the Rashba says that Ichtichoshin Ruyoli is Chabit. So is Muta. One can buy from that slaughterhouse a portion that is not Ruyoli is Chabit. So the tool is massive. How can one be allowed after the discovery is made that there is one store that sells treif? So no one should be allowed to buy any portion of meat, even if it is the nimali, that is definitely ain't a real ischabit if we all think. Why? Because it's kavua. Why is it? So the Bais Yosef asks, why is it kavua? It's tahumes. The answer is no. Tahumes of chnuyes is not tahumes. Tahumes of tiches is tahumes. Tahumes of chnuyes is not tahumes. And we explain it. What does it mean? What difference does it make? Whether it's one chtiche that is nisarev or 1,000 chtiches are nisarev. No, that doesn't make any difference. You see, if it is tahumes of chtiches, so then a reasonable person, an intelligent person, is not in a position to identify the nevelah from the non-nevelah. If it's a tahumes of chtiches on the same table. But if you have separate rooms, separate chamuyes, separate rooms and separate things altogether. So there is no reason as to why we should be mixed up. So something is wrong with us that we are mixed up. And it can easily be determined. So Mele, it's considered since a reasonable person should be in a position to be makir, the Yisa from the Heter. But we are not reasonable. We are just very neglectful. So Mele, it's considered like Nikam and Kene. If it's Nikam and Kene, it's not Arumes, there is no Bitu, it's Kavua. So this is the Shite of the two. And what is the Rashba Shite? The Rashba Shite is, since we are mixed up, even though we are mixed up as to one Chanus and one other Chanus, so it's still considered Arumes. This is how the Prishe, the Bach, explained the two. That the two understood the Rashba as referring to a case where all the chanuyos in the slaughterhouse for a long time were becheskas kshiras, and then a discovery was made that one store in the slaughterhouse is treif. But even now, after the discovery is made, we don't know the identity of store X. We only know there is such a store. So the Rashba says that even after the tour understood the Rashba to say that even after the discovery is made, so then you are allowed to buy from that slaughterhouse but because there is bitul, so the tool is masik. No, since now we know there is a tahuves of a whole store, so that's considered, there is no reason as to why there should be a tahuves of one store among other stores. In other words, we are not reasonable, we don't know what goes on. So maybe it's considered like nikam and kene. It's nikam and kene, but we are crazy. So Mimele, there is no beetle. So Mimele, it's us. There's the Toshi. Now, so the Shach assumes that the Roh understood the Teiras Habayis to refer to this kind of a case where the Bosor in the Makulin, the slaughterhouse, in all the stores in the slaughterhouse were Becheskas she raised, and then it was discovered that one store X is there, is in vain. But we don't know which store is store X. We don't know which store is store X. So Mimele, the Roh is massive. Why is it? So in other words, so according to that pshat in the Roh, so the Roh is definitely saying that where a tarubes of chanuyis is considered not tarubes, it's considered a Roh. Because that is something that should readily be identified. I mean, and if we don't identify, so something is the matter with us. So as long as the average reasonable person should be capable
of being makir the chanuso nisa from the chanuso hetera. So it's considered as if everybody would be makir, even though bintias no one is makir. No one is makir, but the average reasonable person should be capable of being makir. So it's considered like nikam came in, so there is no bua, so there is no pitul, so there is no.
Why does the Rashba say that after the discovery was made,
so one is not allowed to buy in the store a portion that is really ischabed, but the portion that is in a really ischabed, he's allowed to buy. He should be masik. Who makes that asog? The two makes that asog. But in Achnami, so the Shach says, the Ro is making that asog too, but he just omitted being masik at that point. He spends his time in being masik at that point. Because the Rashba says, in the case where all the bosor was huzak bekashas, and then it was discovered that one store or store X is selling nevele. So the Rashba says that all the meat that was bought until the discovery was made is mut, even if it was echticho in his heart. And from now on, we are not allowed to buy chticho in ischabed. But chticho shenu in ischabed, we are allowed to buy. So in the chaname, the Ro is masik on that. But the Ro has no reason to be masik on that point, because he goes further. And he says that we say kavua lemafreya. So that means that not only you're not allowed to buy any piece of meat, now, after discovery is made, whether it's echticho royal is chabed, or echticho shena royal is chabed, but all the meat that was bought already, whether it's echticho royal is chabed or nimayim, ain't royal is chabed, as long as it was not eaten yet, we are not allowed to eat it. Because we say kavua lemafreya. So maybe he doesn't have, why should we pass it? At the same point, the two, you see, agrees. The two, so the Shach said as follows. The two, in other words, the Ro is saying two things. Two big chiddushim. Number one big chiddush that the Ro is saying is, according to the Shach, that a tarubes of chnuye is not a loss. Because that's identifiable by the average reasonable person. So the fact that the people are not acting intelligently and reasonably, and they don't know how to identify one from the other, has no significance. So the mele, so that's one chiddush that the Ro mentions, that the tarubes of chnuyes is not tarubes. A tarubes of chnuyes is kavua, and there is no bit. Only tarubes of chtiches, there is bit. Not tarubes of chnuyes. That's number one. Chiddush number one. Chiddush number two of the Ro is that we say kavua mafreya. So the mele, in the case where all the bosor was considered b'cheskas kashres in the makuli, and then it was found out that there is a store X in the slaughterhouse that is selling trefes nebeles, so then we say kavua mafreya. So needless to mention that from now on one is not allowed to buy a piece of meat, even if there is chabed. But even the meat that was bought before this cover was made is also osir, even a piece of meat that is in the real chabed. So it doesn't have any reason to be masik on the second one. Masheinkin metro, the Shach says, the two he holds. So the two holds that we do not say kavua lemafreya. So Mele, he has no reason to be masik and the Dean mentioned by the Rashba that all the bosal that was bought from the slaughterhouse before this cover was made, so is muta. He has nothing against that. But he's massing the other Dean of the Rashba, that even after the discovery is made, even after the discovery is made, the Rashba says that you can buy Ichdicho Shinehuin Lischabed, so and that is Mas. Now, this is how the
Rashba explains the whole assumed that the Rashba in Teres Abayi said reference to a case where all the bosor in the slaughterhouse was considered to be Mechazgas Kashres, and then the discovery was made that store X is sells Nevele. So the row was massing and the Rashba in such a case, so not only one is not allowed from now on to buy a single piece of meat, even if it's in Willis Rabbi, but even all the meat that was bought before the discovery was made should be also bachelor, even if it's in Willis Rabbi. This is what the Ros says, according to the Shach's explanation. Then comes the Rashba Mishnah Sabais, and he says, Omar HaKesev, Vihu Chaleim, Vihu Mifashir, Shamechabe Yoloi Al-Hanus Echot, Mecheres Bosonevele, Biyodua Omo, Biaf Al-Pish Ezeru Yoda, Sheyesh Kan Hanus Mecheres Bosonevele, Kibu Shalokach Mishom, Minakabua Lokach, Vamechabe Likosafke, אלו מי שנמצא שם סופק טרייבה, או יפילו ודאי טרייבה, לאחר שלא כך, שזה לא נועל לנו במקולים, עד לאחר שכל זה, וכל מה שלא כך מתחילו, או לאחר שפירש, נראה לנו הסופק הזה, אם לא כך נטרייב או נקשיו, יזמותה, וזה כנמצאו, דמי שני מיטי שחנויס, ודאי מי שלא כך מנקבוע לא כך, אלו שלא נועל לנו, הסופי בין בקבוע, אלו בפירש, ומשום כך מותר, ואף הפירש יודעים בפירש שלא קום משלא קום לקבוע, שאם בו סור נמכה בעיר אלו מקום. So, the Shach is saying, that the Rashba, משמרס הבית, is saying, that the whole misunderstood, that he had reference to an altogether different case, and that in regard to the question as to whether we say, קבוע למפרי או נעת, so the Rashba agrees with the law. We say Kavuah L'Mafreya. But he says that I wasn't discussing that question of Kavuah L'Mafreya in Teres Abayis. I was discussing another question. I wasn't even discussing the question of Itab, where a discovery was made, where there was a Taruves of Chmiz. I wasn't discussing that. And then the Shach says, according to the Rashba himself, so Taruves in Chanuyes has the same deen as Taruves in Tiches. Just as we say in Gabi, Taruves in Tiches, Chabitrei Boto, so we also say, Ligabi Taruves of Chanuyes, Chabitrei Boto. The same thing. But I was discussing the Rashba says, Mishneres Abayis, in the Teres Abayis, I was discussing a case where all the meat in the Makulin, in all the stores, was Becheskes Kashas. And then someone found, let's say, that Nikah Hamir, in one of the sharing of that slaughterhouse, that Nikah Hamir, so we know there is one trip. So in other words, so even after the discovery was made, we only know there is a Taruves of Chtiches. So in Mele, I said that every piece of meat that was bought until a treifer was discovered, so then is mutabachil, even a piece of meat that is ruyol is chavit, because when it was pirish, there was no kavua as yet. So mele, every piece of meat that was bought, why? All the meat in the slaughterhouse was the cheskas kashres, so is mutabachil. But from now on, so a piece of meat that is really schabed, you're not allowed to buy, because it's a machoshuv, and there is darubes, because the portions of that axe, that is a treife, axe X, is viurev with the portions of all the other axes, all the other bulls in the slaughterhouse. So mimele, you're not allowed to, from now on, you're not allowed to buy a chtiche hoi mishabi. But a chtiche hoi mishabi, let's say, why are you allowed to buy? Because chab mitrei bot. Chab mitrei bot. And then the tour is masik, so we have to say, why is the tour masik? So the Shah doesn't discuss that. But we can say that according to the Shah, the tour sasoge is, I mean, we have to explain that the tour in accordance with the Pshat Lo Hashem. So this is how the Shach explains the Teres Abayis and the Perek Abayis and the Mishmeres Abayis. So in final analysis, according to the Shach, the Ro is saying, the Ro does not say that the Tarulis of Chnuyis is Kavua. There the Ro doesn't say. Anyway, on that question as to whether Tarulis of Chnuyis has the same deal as Tarulis of Chtiches or not, or there is a distinction, so Rabbi Nishim Shemikunin in Sefer HaKrisus so discusses it. Rabbi Nishim Shemikunin. Now, and Rabbi Nishim Shemikunin discusses the Chale, and then he comes to the conclusion that there is no difference whether there's Tarubes of Tiches or Tarubes of Chnuyes. It's Chabit Rebot. It's Chabit Rebot. So the Shach says that Tarubes of Chnuyes is the same thing as Tarubes of Tiches. In regard to the question as to whether we say Kavua L'Mafreya. So the Ro definitely says we say Kavua L'Mafreya. And all the other Misikim say that the Rashbo is Chilik. And the Rashbo agrees with the Shittas Aran. But the Shach says no. The Rashbo is not Chilik on the Chiddush of the Ro that we say Kavua L'Mafreya. And the Rashbo agrees with the Ro that we say Kavua L'Mafreya. But this is not. But and he's just vindicating himself that he didn't say there's a bias that we don't say Kavua L'Mafreya. On the contrary, we do say Kavua L'Mafreya. But he was discussing something else. He was discussing a case where all the bosor was becheskes kashres, and then a piece of treife was found out, was discovered. So it's still a tarubes. So this is what we're discussing. But Einochname, in a case where we find out that one store is selling treife, and we find out the identity of the store, so then the Rashbo is made it to the law that we say Kavua L'Mafreya. This is the Rashbo's, and who is chilek on the shite of Kavua L'Mafreya? That is, the Ram is chilek on the shite of Kavua L'Mafreya. But the Rashbo agrees, according to the Shach, the Rashbo agrees with the shite of the law that we say Kavua L'Mafreya. Now let's see if you doubt. Teisha Hanukos. Because of all this, if a better bite, the whole Adin, no, you hear as a Hanwitz, Murzok is one who called the boss of Shrut, the Lokar Meahas Ne, the Yedea Mazi, Vakim is boiled on the Shahas Mahanwi, say you was on the day, or the Osir, the Lidomo the Pirage, she intended his ass so big with a dad's more, Elo Mitzabri as a Hanwi is, she is Bobby Acho, Shahas Mien Asurov, whom it is car, nail like Bosofi. Alayzi shor shoyo pir shobi deyali keyach miyem. Vinkein sofik ze eini mechudesh elo gilu milce be'al meu. Shetchiloso hoysonela mimenu. Shoyosobo shekulo mitoreiz. וכשנסבורר שיעשו לו, יגלו ימילס אלי מפריע, שבשעס מכך תחזו, כשפיר שמהם, ויששו, או יוסופיק שלו, וזה בור, עד כאן לשם. So, there is no מחלקס, הפוסקי, as to what the shita of the raw. The raw is. The shita of the raw is definitely. Because that is spells out in so many words that we say Kavua L'Mafreya. There is a machlekes between the achrenim what pshat the raw had in the Teres Abayis. But whatever pshat the raw had in the Teres Abayis, one thing is clear. Beyond the shadow of a doubt. That according to the raw, we say Kavua L'Mafreya. And according to the Ram, we don't say Kavua L'Mafreya. According to the Rashbo, so most poskim say, most Nisikim Achim say that the Rashbo shite is like the Ram, and there is from the Rosh it's much like that. The Shach says he explains the Rashbo in such a way that on the contrary, the Rashbo agrees with the shite of the Ro that we say Kavua L'Mafreya. Now this question whether we say Kavua L'Mafreya is a very fundamental question. Involves a very fundamental question. It's not only that it has a bearing on shyness in, you know, in tarubes, in where there is a mix-up
between Nevelo Kshero and Nevelo and Nevelo Kshero. I mean, Bosa Kosher and Bosa Nevelo.
It has a bearing on the Shire of adopted children, I mean. It has a bearing. Because suppose someone adopts a child from the agency and then he doesn't know whether the child is kosher or not kosher. Maybe he's a mamzer, the child.
Now, so whether we can say kommt Polish or Rube Polish, or we cannot say kommt Polish or Rube Polish, because after all it's kavua in the foundling institutions. So many times we know that they had psurim, children psurim. So it's some mele, but when do we find out after it's pirish? Because you see these babies, so they stay in the foundling institutions, you know, for a few months, and then the agency turns it over to a couple for adoption. So mele, according to the Ram, we don't say kavu al mafreya. So mele, by the time when the sofik arises, when the shayla comes out, so mele it's already pirish. So we should say kavu polish, kavu polish.
But according to the law,
so we say kavu al mafreya. So mele, we cannot say kavu polish, kavu polish. I mean, it's a very fundamental question. So this is, so one thing is clear, that the Chol HaPoches, according to the law, we say Kovolam HaFeh. We say Kovolam HaFeh. All right. V'acharash gom mishmeres ha-bayis, shom, meidolei bazei, elo shemichalik shom, ubi advoro, shemideres ha-bayis, shetika nach machaber, bisivhei, didavke, kishenilat, sofik treifed makuri, kigin shenisarif treifed benakshiris, bichticho oer nisrabi. We have to move on that way. We need a lot of shortcuts. In other words, this is how the Rashba explains, you see. That whereas the Ro understood the Tiras Abayis to refer to a case where all the bosal in all the stores in the slaughterhouse were the Cheskes Kashkes, and then the discovery was made that store X is available, and we don't know what X is, this is how the law understood the Rashba. So the Rashba vindicates himself and he says, no, he misunderstood, the law misunderstood me. I did not refer to such a case. I referred to a case where all the bosom in the Makulin was the Cheskas Sheleis, and then a Chticho Trepho was discovered. We found the Nekev in the Meach, we found the Nekev in the Leib, in the Reib. And so that means that even after the discovery, what we have? We have Tagumes of Tiches. So in Meile, the Rashba is mentioning the obvious deal, Tagumes of Tiches, or Chabit Reibotel, except vis-a-vis Echticho Ruyul is Chabit. So we don't say Chabit Reibotel. So this is what he's saying. V'achva Rashba Mishneres Abayisho, Meidele Bezit. So the Rashba says, because when the Shach says that when the Rashba says Mishneh Rasabayis, who chalein who mifashe, shamechabe aloy al chanus echot mecheres boson leila, beyudua omro, de'aval pishe zelo yoda shenish kan chanus mecheres boson leila, ki mishalokach mishom min hakavua, lokach, v'amechabe lekosavke, elo bishenim tesham sofit reife. In other words, the mechabe did not have reference to such a case where a discovery was made that Chanusex is treif is nevele. Chanusex is treif is nevele. So the Mechaber did not have reference to such a case. And because if I did have reference to such a case, then I would say, like the law, but I didn't refer to such a case. I was referring to another case altogether. So in other words, in final analysis, the Rashba is saying, in case of a discovery being made that one chanus is trained and the identity is established, so then the Rashba would be made that we say kavul mafreya, but he would not be made the other din of the Ro, you see, because the Ro understood the Rashba is referring to a case where for a long time all the Bosal Makulin was considered to be Becheskes Kashkes. And then a discovery was made that Chanus X is straight. And the identity of Chanus X was not established.
So the law is saying in such a case, so number one, that a taruves of chanuyes is kavua. Number two, we say in mafreya too. But the Rajbo, so in respect to Chiddush number one of the law, the Rajbo rejects, according to the Shachas Shimei. But in respect to Chiddush number two, that we say Kabbalah and Mafreya, he doesn't reject. So according to the Rajbo, if a discovery is made, not only that one Chanus sells trade, but the identity is established, that Chanus number six sells trade, so then all the bosom that was bought in that market, so then would be awesome, would be Kabbalah. This is the Shite. This is the pshat of the Rajbo in the Ro. I mean, this is the pshat of the Shach in the Ro and the Rajbo. So he says, "Vafar Rajbo mishmeres abayi shom made lebaze el shemchalik shom ubi advor shemiteres abayi shetikam amchave avisvei didavki kishenil atzofik treife makuli ken shenisorif treife binakshiris bichticho roi lisrabi o yafilu vada treife v'loi neida alad acha shalokach v'yisofik imoyso avada treife makuli mzeh shalokach." Aber in Kolmo kein, Judeau, meise makuli lokach, nimmt so, ein Asofik mit seinem Trevers auf der Lies, er muss in Judea, im Lokach in der Kshiro, im in der Trevo, wie im kein, kim she lokach, kein dem she nimmt es auf Trevo, wo er es lieber muss er heischeite, er muss er haschte, da wird pirisch mit Meile, wie schore. So what does the Rajbo say in Shemeres Abayis? I was referring to an altogether different case. Where all the boss always were Cheskes Kashres, and then and one treife was discovered. So it's a plain tarubes. V'chein das ha-kashuk mishperes ha-bayishon. Ha-yin shom. V'deik ab-loran. So in other words, but in a case where a discovery is made as to the identity of the chanus that is selling treife, so then the Rajbo will be made to the law that all the meat that was bought in that market, in that slaughterhouse, is awesome. But who is chelik and says that we do not say kavua mafreya. Avol aram kosav b'chile gidanoshe akavua dekas chanuyes v'zer l'shevei because we are tasteless v'o imichle kavua v'kisho yohiseh neida keidem shalokach avol im loy neida o yiseh v'sho shalokach avol pi shal acha shalokach nizgal lo yiseh v'nase kavua lo yamchim undi lebe kavua mafreya. We are moving to the Kabbalah Mafreya. We have given the Lini Shalokach, Posam Makulin, Vakin Neida Shoiso Treve Beneyen. And the identity of the store, of the Treve store, is established. So even in such a case, according to the Ram, all the meat that was bought, and by people who do not know in which store they bought, but even though now we know that store number six is the Treve store, but all the meat that was bought, prior to the discovery of the identity of store number six, so all that meat is mutabachim. V'nasek kula amun lebe kula mafreya, v'nafkimil mishal kaposan na makulin, v'akili ina shayus atrevi b'neyen. Dishore, tichidin mishal shalok kakulay kabua, v'din kabua shikimach samayach tachidishu, tez lo shal rab, v'in lucha boya lo mishastu mishaleilich, kelayna mishanasek kabua, avon mafreya, lo. V'chein lifi ma shepirshu habach, v'achein, דברי הטור, דסביר לי, אם ידוע שיש טריפו בחנוס אחרס, ולא ידע באיזה מן, ולא כך מאחד מן, וידוע מאיזה מן לא כך. אבל היא קבוע, כיוון די תארו בסביך תיכס. Now, even though the priest and the bach, they both refer to the Bess Yosef's הסוגי המבטו. The Bess Yosef is מסיק על הטור. Why is the tour מסיק על הרשבו? The רשבו is saying a very simple thing. So both the Prisha and the Bach, they both say that the Tur understood, applied the Rajbo's din to a case where a taru, a discovery was made that there is a mix-up of chanuyes. And the Shite, and that's the reason as to why the, so not right, so, and that's the reason as to why the Tur is saying that if Mechticha Sheyorin is Chavit, you're not allowed to buy in the Makorim, because the two holds Taruvis of Chnuyes is Kavua. So both the Prisha and the Bach say the same thing, the same Pshat. But there is one fundamental difference between the Prisha's Pshat, look it up in the two. So you'll see, there is one fundamental difference between the Prisha's Pshat in the two and the Bach's Pshat in the two. The Bach says that according to the two, Taruvis of Chnuyes is considered Kavua with the Reis. According to the Prisha, Midirai say, just as there is people by Taruves of Chtiches, so there is Bittle by Taruves of Chlius as well. But with Rabbonon, where did the preacher get that Rabbonon? I mean, if it's the right Zohar, it's the right Zohar. If it's the Rabbonon, so the Gemara has to mention it. So he said, but with Rabbonon, so the two holds that if the Taruves consists not of the Taruves of Chtiches, but Taruves of Chluyes, then it's considered a problem. Why with Rabbonon? Where did he get it with Rabbonon? The answer is, where did the Bach get it with the Raise? After all, they all assume that the distinguishing feature of Kavua consists in the fact that it's Nikam Gay. But if we don't know which store sells the Vele, so it's not Nikam Gay. It's not Nikam Gay. So the answer is, because Nikam Gay, according to the tour, the Bach is saying, according to the tour, Nikam Gay does not mean that it's actual Nikam. In other words, it means that it's Nikar to a reasonable man. It's not Nikar to a stupid person, but to a reasonable man, an average, intelligent person, it is Nikar. So if it can be Nikar to an average person, an average reasonable person, so mainly that's considered Nikar and Kevin. So it's Kavua. So if the mix-up consists of Tiches in the same, on the same table, in the same basket, so there is the most intelligent person might not know which is the Nevela, which is the Shtuch. But if there is a mix-up between Chtiches that are confined, Chtiches of Nevela that are confined within the limits of one building, and then with Chtiches that are confined within the limits of another building, so that means a reasonable person would know, but they are not reasonable, that's all. They are absent-minded, they are not reasonable. So the Mele, it's considered Nikam Kevi. So the Bach holds that it's considered, according to the Torah, Midaraisa, it's considered Nikam Kevi. The preacher says, no, Midaraisa, Nikam Kevi means Nikam Kevi. Manish Nikam Kevi. Not that it should be Nikam Kevi to a reasonable person. But that Bimtzias, it's Nikam Kevi. But if Bimtzias, it's not Nikam Kevi, let it be because of absent-mindedness, let it be because of stupidity, whatever the reason is, as long as Bimtzias, it's not Nikam Keime, so Midraise, the priest agrees, it's not considered Nikam Keime, it's Taruves. But we see that the Chachomim were misaki, that in Dovah Choshev, something that is very big. So should have a din of Kavua, even though Midraise was not a din of Kavua. But Midrabonon tells a din of Kavua. Why would the Chachomim misaki that in Dovah Choshev, Kikor Shavala Bais, or Echmein Remeni Bati? Why? Because they are very big. So in other words, so they are with Rabbonon, they are considered Nikorim, even though Bimtzias they're not Nikorim. So anyway, if there is a Tarubes of Chlius, so every reasonable person should be in a position to identify one from the other, one Chalus from the other. But the reason why he's mixed up is because he's mixed up. He's unreasonably mixed up. So Memele, so also with Rabbonon, so the same Takone, that the Chachomim on Misakei, Tova Choshu, it should be considered as Nika, as Kavua, so also implied that where a whole Chalus is not Nika, it should be considered with Rabbonon as Nika. Anyway, this is what he's saying. So Bechelik Mashibhirshu Habach, ואחרי נדיב לעתו, תסביר לי אם ידוע שנשתרי פה בחלוס אחס. ולנדע באיזה מהם, ולא כך נאחס מהם, וידוע מאיזה מהם לא כך. חבו לי קבוע, כי אם די תרובס בכתיחס, על כל כתיחה ימדת לפני עצמו, והתרובס הוא בחלוס, אם כחנוכה וסביר לעתו כערב, דורקוס אבל זה, וכן כוס עבדים לא ויורוסה. לכל מה שלא קחו קדם סבי כהקר מותה, ולאחר שנים את הסופי, הקר עושה. אבל באמס, לא ימש מכה, that's Akamashem. So that's the so Abu Bemis Lamashma came between the Sawash of Simi Zion. The Maya Hosom. So he says that according to the Pshat of the Bach and the Prishi in the Tour, so then and the Tour relies on the sheet of the Rosh, so that means that the Rosh too that so he says. So the whole Mashal, so the Rosh too, the Torah has reference to Itarubes of Chluyes, not of Tiches. In other words, that the Shite of the Torah and the Rosh is the Tarubes of Chluyes is Kovah, is not Tarubes. There is no middle. That's the shita. So he says, no. Aber bemes lo mashmaki. Bichu is a rosh klauchov. Simen yudzayin. The mayu rosh leedye b'nisar v'achticha is a bizar zu. In view of the fact that the two mentioned the rosh, and the rosh in the tshuva is, it's mashma, deals with tagumes of chticha, it's not the tagumes of chanuiz. So memele, the two here also deals with tagumes of chticha, not with tagumes of chanuiz. So what's the pshat in the two? So he doesn't say what's the pshat in the two. So we have to say the pshat in the two either is like the pshat that the Taz gives, or like the pshat the Dor HaShulchan gives in the Torah. There is a similarity. In other words, the Sarashovesh Shebohem between the task Pshat in the Torah and the Dor HaShulchan Pshat in the Torah is that the Torah says that in view of the fact that one Chatiche is Nikabim Kemei, so Mele, all the other Chatiches, all the other chatiches are also, but the Or HaShulchan explains it on the basis of the fact that as long as one portion of a certain behemoth is nikabim kemei, let's say we found a heart, a perforated heart or a perforated lump. So in other words, so the heart of behemoth X is nikabim kemei. So all other organs of behemoth X, the Or HaShulchan says the two shittinis are considered kavua. And the Rashba says no, and this is the pshat given by the Or HaShulchan. And the pshat given by the Taz is that since many a person will try to buy a chticha or oil ischavit, and the answer to that person will be you're not allowed to buy it. So the mele, even when a person asks us a shayle, are we allowed to buy b'mayim chticha or oil ischavit, in order there shouldn't be a stire, so the same answer has to be given. But anyway, there's a Rashovesh Abraham between the Taz Pshat in the Torah and the Rashovesh Pshat in the Torah is that the Torah is not referring to Itarubes of Chnuyis, but is referring to Itarubes of Chtiches. So that means Itarubes of Chtiches. So the Shach says that the Torah understood that the Rashba was with dealing with Itarubes of Chtiches. But the Shach is made there that the Ro did not understand what the Rashba in Perek in Teres Abayis was dealing with. So in other words, so the Shach is made that according to the law, the Rashba in Teres Abayis was dealing with the Taruves of Chnuyis. Taruves of Chnuyis. But the Shach says the two understood the law misunderstood the situation of the Rashba in Teres Abayis, but the two did not misunderstand the situation. So he says, "I will remember the mashma kibish was a Rashba. Chov sinim zayin. The mayim osam lehevi nisar vachtichazu b'zirzu. The afal pin sheyichticha roi nischabed. Shom kishom akhokinim sveike. Mitayim etu mitaskimun shem alikach nekavua. Me'achas yoz hoyu kulom b'chazka seter. V'yod lefetvei mipirish memele. אבל לא בסריקי דחנויס, וגם דברי הטור וחיר למשמקים, וגם הבסיוס בבינום, דמיירו בתערובס בכתיחס, וחיר כוסף, בדרישה, סיפיוטס בשם הבסיוס. Now, so this is the Shach's Pshat. So the Shach's Pshat in the Rashba is, that the Rashba agrees with the Ros principle that we say Kobo al Matraya. But all the other Nisikeli, they are chilek on the Rashba. On the Rashba, I mean on the Shach. And they say that the Rashba here is chilek on the Rosh Din of Kavua B'Mafreya. And that he holds that we do not say Kavua B'Mafreya. So how do they explain the Rashba Mishpar Zabayis? Omer HaKisiv, V'hu Chaleim Hu Mifashu, Shamechabe Oli Al Chanus Echot, V'cheres Boson Vela B'Yudu Almo, The Afo Pishe Zel Yoda, שיש כאן חנוס מחרס בוסון ואלה, כי מי שלוקח משום, מן הקבוע לוקח, והמחבר לקוס הפקי, אלו בשנמצא שום סוף יתרייפה, או יאפילו ודא יתרייפה, לאחר שלוקח, שזהו למול ולמולד לו מקוי. So, as far as the משמרס הבייס, explanation of the case in Teres Abayis is concerned, so the prichotom שקריס with the Shach's Pshat in the Mishkar HaSabayis. What does the Shach say? That that the Rashba in Mishmer Sabai says that he in Tera Sabai was referring not to Itarubis of Chumis, but he was referring to Itarubis of Chtiches. So the Prichodosh agrees with the Shach's Pshat, that the Rashba in Mishmer Sabai is saying, פעם חבר לכוס אבקין אלו בשביל למצוא שום סופק טריפה, או יאפילו ודאי טריפה, לאחר שלא כך שזה לא ילוין אלו מהגולים, עד לאחר שכל זה, so the Rashba in Teras Abayis is saying that in Teras Abayis he was referring to the case, to the simple case of Itarum Mesafatichas. He agrees with it. But, whereas the Shach says that the Rashba in Teras Abayis thought that the whole understood the Rashba in Teras Abayis to refer to a discovery that was made, that there was Itarubes of Chnuyes, and that there was Masik. So the Chodosh says that the Rashba in Mishmeres Abayis understood the whole as assuming that the Rashba in Teras Abayis was referring to a case where there were in the Makulin, let's say, 10 stores, and 9 stores were selling Bazar Shvut. One store was selling Neveil, and everybody knew. Everybody, I can't say everybody, I mean most people. So the average customer knew that the identity of the store in the slaughterhouse that sells Neveil. But there was only Keach, who was ignorant. He was not informed, and he thought that all the 10 stores in the slaughterhouse are selling Bazar Shvut. But the rest of the people knew. Just he, Detlikeach didn't know. And he thought that when the Rashba says, Mitvichach, Mishalokach, so in other words, the Prichodosh says, the Rashba in Shmeres Abayis assumed, that the Roi in Bedek Abayis assumed, that when the Rashba in Teras Abayis said, Ufichoch Mishalokach, Boso Kosha Min HaMakulim, Vafubichticho Ori Lishab Yvri Olchim, that the Rashba in Teras Abayis had reference to the case where everybody knew of the identity of the store in the Makulin that was selling the veil. But this one Likeach was ignorant, and he was not informed, and he thought that all the 10 stores in the Makulin sell Bazar Shvut. And he bought, then after he bought meat, this Likeach bought meat in one of the stores in the Makulin, he found out store number 10 sells the veil. But all the other people, so it was a novelty to him, it was a discovery to this customer. But all the others knew that before. So in other words, the Rashba assumed that the Ro had assumed that the Rashba in Teras Abayis had reference to such a case. So what does the Rashba say in Teras Abayis? According to the understanding of the law in Berek Abayis, that in such a case where everybody knows the identity of the store that sells Neveil in the Makulin, but one customer didn't know, and then that one customer himself found out, and he doesn't know in which store he bought it, that all the meat that he bought, so is good. But all the meat that he bought is muta. So the Ro is masik. I mean, how could the Ro make such a mistake in the case of the Rashba in Teras Abayis? So then, what the Rashba says that from now on he is allowed to sell lechticha sheino in this chabit wouldn't make sense. I mean, so how could the Ro make such a mistake in the pshat in the Rashba in Teras Abayis? That I don't know. But this is how the Prichodosh explains the whole. In other words, not the explains the Mishmeres Abayis. He doesn't explain the whole that way. In other words, the Prichodosh says that the Mishmeres Abayis thought that the Bedek Abayis had assumed that when the Rashba said in Teras Abayis, Ufichoch Mishalokat Boso Kosher Min HaMakulim, Vavuticho Yuli Ischabed, Vakinim Tzadrim HaMakulim, so all the meat that customer bought is Muta Bachile. Is Muta Bachile. So he says that he has reference to a case where everybody knew all the time the identity of the Hanus that sells the Neveil. But this customer didn't know. And now this customer also found out. But this customer doesn't know whether he bought it. He bought it in store number 10, or he bought it in store number 9, or store number 8. But now the customer knows only store number 10 sells the veil. And the Rashi is saying in such a case, all the meat that he bought, and he doesn't know in which store is mutabachile. So the whole was masik against him. After all, we think of well in Afreya. So the Rashi says in Mishneh Rabbah is, I wouldn't have reference to such a case. In such a case, it wouldn't involve the question of Kavua Mafreya. Then it would be Kavua Mamesh, because he's the only person who didn't know. And it's really, that pshat of the Prichodosh is really in line with the Roshan of the Rashi Mishmer Sabayis. The Roshan of the Rashi Mishmer Sabayis is as follows. Omar HaKezik, Hu Chaleim Vuhu Mifashir, Sha'am Mechabe Yalu El Chanusechot Mecheres Boson Adela B'yodua Omo, Ve'af Al Pishezeh Liyoda, Sha'am Chabe Yalu El Chanusechot Mecheres Boson Adela B'yodua Omo. So in other words, the Mechabe does not have reference to a case where one Chanus is knowingly Biyodua sells Basavadeva as the Roasim. So that fits the Pshat of the Bechodosh. It does not fit the Pshat of the Shach. You see. Shalom Chabal Oyal Chanusechot Mecheres Basavadeva Biyodua. The Avo Pisha Zelo Yoda, Sheish Kan Chanus Mecheres Basavadeva. Kim Shalokach Mishon Nakabua Lokach. So according to the Bechodosh Pshat, and that's the Pshat of most Achaim in the Mishnah Zabais. So the Rajbo, all that the Rajbo is saying in the case, where a person, most people know that which store sells kosher and which store sells the veil, trade. But one customer didn't know, and then that one customer himself found out. So in such a case, the Rashba says, that's real kokua. That's not called the porridge. Even vis-a-vis the customer, we didn't know, because he didn't know, but everybody else knew. Everybody else knew. So, in such a case, it's not kavua. So, in such a case, it is kavua. It's not called the Polish, because it is kavua. Even though the shaila has relevance in connection with that customer, and that customer didn't know. So, that doesn't matter. So, in other words, so the Primigodim assumed that according to the Prichodosh Pshat, in the Mishmeres Habayis, and that's the pshat of most achrei in the Mishmeres Habayis, because if you go over the text of the Mishmeres Habayis, you will see that this pshat is in line with the Loshon of Mishmeres Habayis. Is in line with the Loshon of Mishmeres Habayis. The only difficulty with this pshat of the Prichodosh of Mishmeres Habayis is how could the Mishmeres Habayis be chishit the raw that the raw. That the law was chishing the Rashba in Tiras Abayis, that in such a case, so one is allowed to buy even after the discovery is made. He is allowed to buy Echtiche Horuyo Ischabi. Make sense? Alright. So no one bothers with it, because it's after all, that's only that because the Rashba never said it. So only thing is, the Rashba said that the Rosh said that he said. So all right, so no one bothers with it. But this is, it's mashma from the Loshon of Mishneres Habayis, that the Rashba really thought that the Rosh had understood the Teres Habayis as saying that in a case where everybody knows the identity of the 9 Chanuis that sell kosher, and the identity of the Chanuis that sells Nevela, but one customer didn't know and he bought in one of the stores, and that one customer later found out the identity, but he doesn't know in which store, that the Rashba is saying that all the meat that customer bought is mutabachile. So the Rashba is masik. In such a case, it's certainly kavua, even though that customer didn't know. So in other words, so the Primigodi says that this Rashba is saying a chiddush, that if, let's say, there is one person who knew all the time that a certain store was selling grain. One person knew all the time, but nobody else knew. Nobody else knew. Let's say he is a fraudulent person, and he was selling Treife and Beile all the time in sculpture. And he knew of his own Meister David. But no one else knew. No one else knew. So then we discover that it was selling Treife and Beile all the time. Selling Treife and Beile all the time. But no one else knew except one person. So Meile, without recourse to the Shaila of Amrin Kavur Mafreya, because most Shaila Achilik and the Rav, you see. So the Rav is a Yochid according to most Poskim, the Rav is a Yochid in saying that we say Kavur Mafreya. So that means. Thank you.